Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I have a whole new perspective on widows now that my mother has become one. My mother came into this new estate of widowhood last February when my father died. And in reading today's texts about the two widows, I came upon the realization that the three of them, my mother and the widow of Zarephath, who didn't know where her next meal was coming from, and the widow in the temple with her two small coins, the King James Version calls them mites, and there they are on the screen, together they were probably worth less than a penny. Yet in spite of their poverty, all three of these widows knew how to be generous. All three of them knew how to be generous. I've told you before about my mother. Like her mother before her, she always shares her things with others. Mom used to make all the baptismal napkins for her church out of remnants that she had from her sewing. And she always baked banana bread for the workers. She always still bakes banana bread for the workers who come to fix things at her apartment because she's always got bananas that are going bad. And all my cousins have crocheted doilies from her, and their kids have handmade quilts. And I could go on with those stories. The widow asked for a handout. She said, "Wait a minute, there's not enough for me and my son, and you want me to bake you bread?" She did the baking in spite of her reticence, and yet the next day there was still enough for more pita loaves. And then there was the widow in today's gospel. Everyone else was giving their extras, but she donated all she had to live on, giving a tenth. You know, I forgot to put a four in there, Frank. Giving a tenth. But this woman gave 100%. She was generous beyond all the others. Her generosity reminds us that we too are called to give everything to God. Our whole lives are to be a generous offering to God, so that even the things we keep for ourselves, and we will probably do that, even those things we keep for ourselves, we should use in such a way that God is honored when we use them. So look to the examples of the widows today. Be generous. Don't hold back. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.